My name is Veronica Zamora. I am 19 years old. Today is April 15th, 2019, and I am speaking with Manuel Zamora, who is my brother. We are recording this interview in Carson, California. Tell me a little bit about yourself. When and where were you born?
I was born in Santa Monica, California. On December 6, 2002, I'm currently 16 years of age. I go to Rancho Dominguez Preparatory School, and I like soccer.
How long have you been playing soccer?
I've been playing soccer since I was 7, and I haven't stopped since.
Nice, nice. Tell me about where you grew up and what your childhood was like.
Right, so... I first lived in Inglewood, I think. I don't remember much about that. Yeah, because I was little, maybe I lived somewhere else before that. And I don't know. I don't really remember much about that. Then I lived in Hawthorne. I went to Cornbloom Elementary. I have two sisters. Later on came a little brother. It was pretty cool. Then after that, 7, I moved to Carson, California, where I still live. And yeah.
What's your first memory?
My first memory?
If you could remember. Or one of your first.
One of my first memories is getting hit in the face by a soccer ball because my dad kicked it in my face.
How old were you?
I have no idea. I was a baby. Yeah.
How do you remember it?
Because I remember the pain.
The trauma?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you like school? Do you like school? Why or why not?
I mean, I like it to an extent. It gets boring sometimes, or sometimes it gets too stressful. But then when I'm not in school, I get bored, and I get fat. So that's why I like school.
So you think you're fat?
I think I'm fat right now. I just ate like 3 bags of chips.
But I don't think you're fat. And looking at you, why do you think you think you're fat?
Because I'm fat. I got a big belly.
But I don't think anyone would look at you and they'll say, no, you're not fat. Do you think so? You think?
Yeah, I think they would, but those are people who are really fat.
So you're saying no, I'm really fat?
No, I'm not saying that.
You're saying
is this an interview? What is
this? Yes, it is an interview. Oh, it needs to be 5 minutes. So,
not, for the record, that is not what I'm implying.
You are. What was it? What was the last thing I said? Get off your phone. Why are you always on your phone so much?
Because, I don't know. Because what else is there to do?
Talk to me. We're making history right here.
How?
And all you could do is be on your phone. Do you think electronics are making our generation worse or better? Or the world in general, not our generation.
It's making it easier. It's not making it worse or better. It's just making it easier. Everything's easier. People aren't stupid. They're just adapting to what they're raised in. When people say people are dumb and rely on phones, it's like, yeah, but that's kind of how the future is going to be. People are going to be relying on electronics. Call them stupid for doing simply whatever.
Can you speak? What is normal. Speak coherently, not so fast.
Bro, I don't even know. Okay. I said...
Oh, you don't have to repeat yourself just for
fun. Okay.
Would you rather live here, like in this decade, like, or in like the past or something?
Well, that depends, because everybody says they'd like to live in the 80s or in the 50s or in the 60s or whatever, but that's false, because a lot of people who say that are minorities, and it's like, because you're a minority, you're not going to get the best experience like in the movies, you know, and it's just like, I think this generation is one of the most societally, I guess, just generations that there has been, and I think I'm pretty comfortable living it now. Maybe with some elements of the past, but not completely.
Do you personally feel, don't look at this, look at me. Do you personally feel, how do you say it, like, racial prejudice?
Do I feel oppressed?
Oppressed, yeah. Because of your race. And what race are you?
All right, so I'm black. I'm just
kidding. Stop, Manny. This is a real
interview. I am a Mexican American. I guess I'm first generation. I'm half first generation, I guess.
You are first generation.
All right, so yeah. So then, you know, I guess I feel like it's like, you know, I feel like I am oppressed to an extent where it's like, although maybe for other races things are more exposed to thing to opportunities and stuff. I think it's just seeking them out instead of waiting them for them to come for you. Personally, I've had no experiences where I was like, I guess, discriminated by the color of my skin or my race or religion. So I wouldn't say I feel too oppressed, but I know there is oppression. Personally oppressed, but I know for the culture there has been a lot of oppression. There is a lot of oppression towards Chicano and Hispanic people.
What's one thing you'd want to tell people in the future about now?
One thing I'd want
to
tell
people. How it is right now. How would you describe right now to people in the future?
To people in the future. All right. So this is what's going on right now. There's a lot of bad stuff going on, but there's also a lot of good stuff going on. But we must not try to just see the bad stuff, but also see what's good in it. Because everything has two sides to it. A good side and a bad side, no matter what. There could be good within the bad. You know, and I just think, to sum up right now, is it's a mess, and yeah.
It's a mess?
It's a mess.
I wonder, I feel like people are going to look back at history, and they're going to be like, you know how we look back at, like, World War II, and we're like, oh, damn, that seems like a bad time. I feel like they're going to look back at this time and be like, oh, damn, that seems like a bad time. Mm-hmm. Thank you for your time, Manny. Yeah, thank you for your time. You were good. Have a nice day.
All right, yo, what's up? Yeah.
Manny. This is getting published.
F the ups.